At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, your host for Keeping It Real on Purpose. I'm a coach, a mentor, an instructor to an empowered life. And you are in the destination for real talk and real time with real people. And my real person today, who's going to talk about something about life purpose and personal wealth and wellness, is Amy Hutton. Welcome, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing great on this chilly morning here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, but I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great. So how cold is it? But
My phone is telling me right now that it's plus 3 degrees Celsius.
Oh, plus, what does that mean?
So Celsius has like, there's plus degrees and then gotcha. There's minus degrees. So at zero, then we start going like -1, -2 and so on and so forth.
Right.
It's just a different measure of temperature from Fahrenheit.
Got you. Oh, okay. Yeah, I imagine it's a lot more colder than New York.
A little bit. Yeah, I would say a little bit.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your business name, and what your business shows up in the world as.
Yeah, so my business name is Inch by Inch Empowerment, and it is all about helping girls age 11 to 14 feel safe at school and beyond. And, you know, the reason why Inch by Inch Empowerment has the name it does is another part of my story is when I was born in 1976, I was born at 3 months gestation, 26 weeks early, and mm-hmm. I was 1 pound, 12 ounces. And I had to grow inch by inch mm-hmm. big enough to go home. And, you know, I was 1 pound, 12 ounces when okay. I was first born. And to go home as a neonatal, you know, baby, the baby needs to be 5 pounds and okay. breathing normal air. And so it took almost 2 months. I want to say month almost. I was born October 6th. I went home from the hospital on December 23rd.
Okay.
So that's almost.
That's a, yeah.
Two and a bit months.
Yeah.
almost three, I guess.
Yeah, like so, 2.5.
Yeah, that's my business name, and that's how that came about.
Okay.
Yet the story why I created Inch by Inch Empowerment is because when I was in grade 3, I had those nervousness on day 1 or day 2 of going to school, but in grade 3, everything went up in the air, and the teachers had a meeting with my parents, and it was found out that I was struggling with my academics, so my grammar, my spelling, my comprehension, and my math, and the teachers wanted to put me into special education. They wanted to segregate me, isolate me, pull me out of the grade 3 class, and put me in a special class. And my parents said no. My parents were like, yes, Amy's overcome a lot in her young life, yet can we just hold her back instead? Like, can we have Amy repeat grade 3? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll help her at home and you can help her at school. And for some unknown reason, the teachers, everybody agreed to that. But that's when the bullying started, because I was seen as the new kid in my class, even though I really wasn't.
Right.
So I walked on eggshells from that moment on, all the way to grade 8 when I graduated into high school. And I was called names like stupid, ugly, retarded, dumb, and loser, and many more names. And, you know, I started to believe those things about me. Like, I thought I wasn't smart enough. I thought I wasn't good enough. And also, in this time period, I was also physically attacked twice. Once in grade 5 by a group of girls who asked me if I liked this boy during recess. And they pulled me over to this boy, and the boys in the class asked the boy. And all I remember next is being pushed down on the ground and this boy being pushed on top of me and all these hands grabbing. And I thought, I'm like, where, looking back at it now,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I came out, I was like, where was the teacher?
Right.
It was a school ground, it was on the school playground at recess. Like, where was the teacher? So from that moment, I was always looking over my shoulder.
Right.
Grade 5 on. In grade 7, and because I graduated, because I repeated grade 3, I developed my body faster than other girls in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And in grade 7, I was in a grade 7-8 split, and this girl came up behind me. I think she was in grade 8, but she came up behind me and grabbed me by my bra strap,
mm-hmm.
and flung me around in circles in the change room. And all I remember is laughing, like the sound of laughter and cackling and me yelling and hollering, you know. And then the girl let go, and I went flying into the lockers, like the coat hook area.
Right.
And, you know, battered and bruised, I didn't know who did it. I didn't know who I could trust. And what surprises me more is that I was so numb to it that it didn't, unfortunately, didn't really faze me at that point. Like,
uh-huh.
I was like, what else? Like, but then I also think, too, I'm like, no child by the age of 12.
Right. So I know that what you're doing is a business. It's a nonprofit, but it's a business. So, but at one point, when did you think that you didn't want to work for somebody, and the entrepreneurial bug said, "Let me. I'm going to do it myself."
Well, it was after some thinking and some personal development work.
Okay.
And, you know, my business is not a not-for-profit. I would like to start a charity arm.
Okay.
Eventually.
Okay.
Yet right now it is for-profit.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah, it's, but just this, after doing some personal growth work and some on myself and some healing and, you know, someone said to me, they're like, Amy, your story and what you do, your story needs to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And your story needs to be told. And you working with girls is so vital and so needed.
Right.
And, you know, there's a statistic out there that came out in 2018 here in Canada by Stats Canada, that in 2018, youth under the age of 14, 46 of them
mm-hmm.
died by suicide.
Wow.
In 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part to that is also in 2018, youth under the age of 14, the suicide was the leading cause of death in youth under the age of 14 in 2018. Wow. So this work is needed, and you know, I've chosen this 11 to 14 age group for girls that I support one-on-one private mentorship, because you know, they're not 16, they're not driving, they're not thinking about college or post-secondary school or what have you, and they're not dating with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they're also not little kids playing in the sandbox anymore. They're right in that middle age, almost like the middle child, if you will. And you know, when I've hosted in the summer, I hosted a couple of free half-day virtual events for girls age 11 to 14. And every time I hosted these events, one young lady put up her hand and said something to our group. And then the next sentence she said was, "I've never told my parents." Wow. And some of it was pretty deep and pretty like, okay, I'm really glad you told me. And I really hope, you know, I couldn't do much because it was in a group setting. Mm-hmm. I didn't have permission from parent to really dive into things. But I was like, girls this age are looking for a non-judgmental and outsider trusted adult that cares about her best interest and wants to open up and talk to me.
And it sounds like that client of yours really touched your heart. Is that something that helped change your practice? You know, just, you know, understanding what that client taught you?
Yeah, for sure. Like, almost like a light bulb went off. I was like, oh, girls are looking to talk to somebody in a more intimate setting or a private setting. And that's why I've developed and started this one-on-one private mentorship. And a lot of the time, I just sit and listen. It's through Zoom. So anyone, any parent can sign up or book me or register, whatever, me to work with their daughter for either 3 months or 6 months, and we talk through Zoom. And you know, the first session, or maybe two, it's me getting a feel for her of what she needs, and I ask her, I'm like, what are you know, the top three things you want to work on or talk to me about while we have our time together for this time. And what I've been hearing from the girl, because I do have a client right now, and what I've heard from her is, you know, she wants to work on her self-esteem. She wants to work on, you know, believing in herself. She wants to work on communication. She wants to work on overcoming bullies and how to do that, how to believe in herself that she can stand up and speak her truth. And then what I've done, I also offer, you know, if parents are interested to learn more, they can book a free consultation with me. And when I've talked to parents, the parents say, I want her to build her self-esteem. I want her to build her self-confidence. I want her to love herself and accept herself. So those are the things that parents are telling me, and then the girls are echoing.
Right, okay. In your practice,
is what they want.
What was one of your biggest failures, and what did you learn from it?
Biggest failures. Is not going ahead earlier.
Okay.
Like it took me a little while to niche down to this age group. Like I used to say, I'll work with, you know, girls age, you know, 10 to 17.
Right.
And it was my coach, Marlo Ellis from The Uncommon Woman, who said to me one day, she's like, you need to get more specific. And Amy, when was your greatest pain? Like, when were you being bullied, and how old were you?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, it was between grades 3 and grade 8, yet if I shrink that down into the years that were most challenging or most severe, was grades 7 and 8.
Yeah.
So that's why the 12-year-old, the 13-year-old, with the 11-year-old, and the 14-year-old on either side.
Right. And that you've learned from that, not starting earlier, and also not niching down to be more specific, which is very important as a business owner, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so. And the other part of that too is, you know, I will work with girls of any sexual orientation. And though that's one of my superpowers, I guess, is even working with girls who are questioning their sexuality and questioning, who am I at my core?
Yeah, you have that empathy power, superpower.
Yeah.
Very good. What advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a similar career such as yours, or a business such as yours?
Get clear on your why.
Ah, very good.
Like, why are you doing this?
Very good. Yes, that's often very needed. What's your best resource that helped you? What's the best resource that ever helped you get your business flowing as it is now?
Hiring a coach.
That's right. You can't do it alone, girl. You can't do it alone. You know, we want to believe that we can do all of this ourselves, and we can suss through and muscle through. And if we can get somebody by our side that can help us to get moving, it's the best thing we could have done. I've done the same thing. It's the best thing I've ever done. Best thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm on cloud 9. The best thing.
I've been working with Marlo Ellis from Beyond Common Woman in semi-private or group settings, group classes, since 2019. And she's remarkable at what she does. And I'm right now currently in a 6-month group mastermind with ladies who want to build their ministry and build their business and reach more people. So I encourage your listeners to look up the Uncommon Woman and check out Marlo. She's amazing.
Okay.
My coach.
Okay. And audience, we are still with Amy Hutton today from Inch by Inch. And we are still on Keeping It Real. So we're having this in-depth conversation about her business, about what her life purpose is, while she's being personally well in all specs of life. And she's working through mind, body, spirit, and soul. Now, audience, I want to make sure that you all stay attentive and make sure you like, subscribe, and share this episode today, because it's very important, because we are inspiring women in business, inspiring business women. So we want you to be attentive, and then I want you to share. So on this second half, we're going to get to really know Amy here, audience. We're going to really ask her some really questions about herself now, because we want to get to know her, and we want to make sure that we can connect with her. What's new on your horizon right now? What activities and events have you got going on?
So, as I mentioned already, I am offering private one-on-one mentorship for either 3 months or 6 months. And it's a weekly call that girls come into through Zoom, and we have an hour conversation. And what also is coming, the borders are open now, so this could happen. I have tentatively in my mind planning a day event here in Calgary, Alberta. Okay. And doing like a day event for those girls age 11 to 14 to actually do things together in person in a group.
Great.
And the idea too is potentially having the moms or the guardians come for part of it as well.
Okay.
And some activities together around more like communication.
Okay. So, and how can they reach out to you?
Yes, you can reach out to me through email amy@inchbyinchempowerment.com. And if you're on Facebook, you can find Inch by Inch Empowerment. I also have a Facebook community for parents or caring adults who are maybe, say, as a teacher or a youth leader or a sports coach or a Girl Guide, Girl Scout leader.
Right.
And that community is called Inch by Inch Empowerment Community. And you answer a couple of questions and you join. And, you know, that's a place where I share articles that I find about teen girls, bullying, safe spaces, LGBTQ, youth type articles. And it's also a place for you to come and ask questions and say, you know what, I'm really struggling with XYZ with my daughter or with these young girls I'm supporting. What do you all think? Like, you know, having conversation in that respect.
Wonderful, wonderful. So thank you for the activities and the events. Who's the most important person in your life, and how have they affected how you move forward in your business?
When you think of skyrocketing brands like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, it's easy to credit their success to great products, sleek branding, and brilliant marketing. But here's the overlooked secret. The real magic lies in the engine behind the scenes, the business powering their business. For millions of brands, that engine is Shopify, making selling seamless for them and shopping effortless for us. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Aloe Yoga uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/retail to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/retail.
Well, a couple of people are coming up. Business only would be my coach, because she's been helping me, guiding me. One thing she says is, you know, lean into my belief of you, that you can do X, Y, Z.
Right.
Which is really great.
Good.
And I love that support. And then the other person actually would be my girlfriend.
Okay.
And we've been dating for a few months now. And she is one of the most supportive people of my entrepreneur journey and everything else in life that I'm living with and going through.
Great.
And, you know, thinking back to former relationships that I've been in, up until my girlfriend now, I've had only been dating men. And, you know, the men I was dating or the boys I was dating in high school and university weren't always, like, they weren't as supportive as my girlfriend is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really appreciate that. Like, I feel so loved.
Right.
And, so,
and that's important.
Yeah, I'm so supported. And she's like, yeah, you go. Like, you can do this. And she's even said, like, when I do have this live event that I'm thinking of having, she's even willing to come and support and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because what she does is what would be seen as, like, the trades.
Right.
She fixes motorcycles and bicycles.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so talking to the young girls about, you know, it's okay to get into trades. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, all that stuff. So, those are the two people that are coming to mind right now that have been super supportive.
Nice. So if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
I love this question. Because it's three short phrases that I say at the end of every Facebook Live that I do. And, oh, side note. Sorry. starting November 11th, I'm actually on my personal Facebook page, Amy Hutton, I'm actually doing a 30-day Facebook Live series all about teen mental health, youth mental health, LGBT, emotional CPR, you know, different things that I can talk about. I'm offering a free 30-day Facebook Live series that people can watch.
Okay.
So at the end of every Facebook, but getting back to the board, I always end my Facebook Lives with be brave, be bold, and be yourself. Being brave in who you are, speaking your truth, and, you know, sharing what's on your heart, doing the things you want to do. Being bold is, you know, saying those scary things. And
mm-hmm.
I use the example of, you know, if you see hate speech or you see violence towards others, bullying or, you know, harassment to an LGBT people or people of a Muslim, you know, BIPOC communities, say something. Because I know as a young girl growing up, when I was being bullied, you know, no one stepped up to say, hey, that's wrong, maybe that shouldn't be happening. And no one told the teacher about it. So that's about being bold, is sharing that, saying those scary things that you know need to be said, but you're scared to do it. And then the be you is be yourself.
Like, right.
Accept yourself as you are, love yourself as you are, and be okay with that. Be okay with, for example, me, if we're talking about myself, but be okay with holding my girlfriend's hand in public.
Right, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, now that we know what you're going to have in this billboard, because it's got to be a big billboard, or it could be in a couple spots, maybe.
Yeah.
So, what is the best... No, now I'm going to ask you that. I'm going to ask you this. What would you pick for your last meal?
Oh. I There's a couple of ideas coming to mind.
Last meal, one.
I know. Because I like food.
I know.
I think, it's a really hard toss up, but I think like a prime rib dinner with, you know, garlic mashed potatoes and Yorkshire pudding and, you know, some gravy and the vegetables that I like. I don't like many vegetables.
Okay.
And for dessert, oh gosh. I don't know. Okay.
Gotta pick one.
Or cake, because, you know, like lemon meringue pie or chocolate cream pie, but then I also like red velvet cake.
Okay.
So, like, little slices of different cakes.
Okay, little slices of. Okay. So that's a three course meal. I got you. You didn't even add anything to drink, but that's okay. I got you.
Okay. Is that... I don't drink alcohol. So
uh-huh.
It would be like a virgin margarita.
Okay. Okay.
Not free.
Very also, elegant.
Yes, I would also add Earl Grey tea. Okay.
Now you're getting into the hors d'oeuvre part now.
Yeah, I need salad, so it's Caesar salad with bacon bits.
Okay, you add an all, you just expanded your meal. Okay, I got it. That's great. That is so great. So, you know, that is really a great meal, and you just expanded it. That's great. You know, it shows that you're so versatile and you're creative. It's like, oh, let me put that in there, because that can work, you know, and you have that about you. That's great. That's really fun. So what is the best tip you can share with other women in business? Give them a tip to go home on.
Get nailed in on your why, your story, and share your story, share your why, put it on your website, put it on social media.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard Amy Hutton from Inch by Inch. What's the last part? I love Inch by Inch.
Inch by Inch Empowerment.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it about on social media, leave a rating and review. To catch up on the latest from me, you can follow me on Facebook at EJW Coaching, Instagram EJW Coaching, and on Twitter at EJW Coaching. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Edna White and Amy Hutton saying, see you for now.
Thank you.
When you think of skyrocketing brands like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, it's easy to credit their success to great products, sleek branding, and brilliant marketing. But here's the overlooked secret. The real magic lies in the engine behind the scenes, the business powering their business. For millions of brands, that engine is Shopify, making selling seamless for them and shopping effortless for us. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Aloe Yoga uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/retail to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/retail.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.